We know about the negative effects of climate change on the Arctic, but warming temperatures mean that it's now possible to farm on parts of the tundra that were frozen only a few years ago. Daisha Eaton of member station KYUK in Bethel, Alaska, reports.
The potato harvest is underway at Tim Meyer's farm in Bethel. He's using a giant potato washer, kind of like a washing machine for root vegetables, to clean the California white potatoes. These are some of the only commercially produced vegetables in this southwestern Alaska region about the size of Oregon. Meyer says the warming summers are a big part of his success.
Oh, definitely. Yes. I hate to say that, but I guess I'm taking advantage of the fact that it is getting warmer.
Meyer says working the tundra is tough, plowing swampy bogs full of silty soil, but he's adapted to farming in the subarctic. The 15-acre organic farm has been operating for more than a decade. Meyer's is growing crops such as strawberries in greenhouses, but he says as temperatures warm due to climate change, it's easier to grow things like potatoes, cabbages, and kale right in the ground outside.
Years ago, it was hard freezing below zero up till the third week in May. And Jesus, we haven't had any of that this winter. Really easy.
In fact, 2014 ranked as the warmest year on record in Alaska. And Rick Toman, a climatologist with the National Weather Service, says that's not just a fluke, it's a trend.
So what the last century of weather observations and climate observations in Alaska are telling us is that over the last couple of decades, it's been significantly warmer over most of Alaska than it was during the middle and later part of the 20th century.
Toman says the long-term average temperature for Bethel for an entire year had been 29 degrees. But in 2014, it was nearly 35 degrees. That's only 6 degrees difference, but it's significant because now it's right above freezing, which allows more things to grow outside. Most food is flown into this town of about 6,000, and it can be expensive. At the grocery store here, a bag of russet potatoes can cost twice as much as outside Alaska. Food security is a real issue here. The region has traditionally relied on subsistence hunting and gathering, but residents are becoming increasingly dependent on expensive imports.
So that's going to be kind of cost prohibitive for people with lower incomes to get good nutrition.
Peter Abraham is a medical resident who works at the local hospital and specializes in nutrition. He also spends time volunteering at Meyer's Farm and says it eliminates the biggest barrier to getting fresh produce onto local dinner tables, transport.
Things that are shipped from far away are not going to be fresh when they arrive.
So Abraham hopes cheaper and fresher produce will be more attractive to residents. At the Meyer's Farm stand, customer and longtime resident Josh Craven is happy with both the price and the quality.
It seems like we walk out with more for less, and it's usually better, it's fresher.
And he adds he likes to bring his two young daughters shopping with him so they can understand where their food comes from. And farmer Tim Meyer's is glad that at least some of the food in Bethel doesn't have to be flown in from Mexico or elsewhere.
In my mind, there's no end to the potential. I mean, it's obvious we can grow a tremendous amount of food.
Meyer says he grew about 100,000 pounds of produce this year. Next year, he hopes to double that. For NPR News, I'm Daisha Eaton.